Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Hold on, we have breaking news.
Breaking news. Hello, welcome back to our show. Rob and Suk. Shut up. We are partying on a Tuesday. Yeah, so Crazy Eyes is in here.
Yeah.
McGinley. And he was telling us that the 99.5 The Wolf.
Ow!
The trailer was stolen from our parking lot.
Which is kind of a bummer because I think that's where Tim Taylor is living now.
Oh,
so it's
wow.
It's a double.
Wow.
It's a double whammy there in that we're out of the trailer.
Wow.
And, you know, Tim is going to come home and the trailer. And the trailer's gone.
You did him dirty.
Wow. I love Tim Taylor.
They turfed the guy.
Rest his soul.
Although I haven't heard him doing traffic in a while. Is he okay?
I don't know.
Is he actually in the trailer? Were you kidding?
I love me some Tim Taylor.
Tim, if you're out there.
We miss you.
We miss you and love you.
Yes.
If you're out there.
Knock on wood.
So, yeah, so this, somebody stole it.
Yeah, it was just a big, you know, we used to like haul around like promotional materials in it. And
well, we don't now.
No.
Why would we do that?
Well, we don't
cut
have.
Cut from the budget.
Well, we don't, you're not allowed to have.
Oh.
Not allowed to have like gatherings.
Well, don't act like if COVID weren't a thing, we'd still be out there with that
thing. Oh, no, the wolf was all over the place, man. Like
were
every
they?
Country show. Oh, yeah, man. They would show up. The wolf is out
all
and
right.
about.
All right.
You have to do that when you're a country station.
Right.
But yeah,
gotta
and it
be,
was
you got to be part of the community.
Yeah, but it was all painted up as a trailer, and the best part is not only did someone cut the lock and steal it, then they crudely painted over it, as if we wouldn't know
right.
that would indeed like they just took some black paint and covered up all the logos on it.
Yeah, but we got it back.
It's been recovered. I love by
a
the way
a listener that, found it.
Yeah, there was like a hot tip. The listener was like, "Yeah, I'm pretty sure your trailer is kind of out here in Tweakerville." Now, the question is, did we go and steal it back from the Tweakers, or was it abandoned?
I think it's possible that Tim
no,
Taylor...
No, I think we stole it back. I think we had a... Yes!
Wait, we can't... Wait, we you
stole,
can't...
We stole it back.
From Tim Taylor?
Well, from whoever the Tweaker
you
was
can't
that
just
had
take
it.
Tim's
There's
house.
No sign of Tim, unfortunately.
Okay, no. Wait, we...
We got a tip from a listener that the trailer is here. So we went to the trailer... And they had
took
already
it.
Locked it. They locked it back up with their own little lock. So we cut that thing off and threw it in the middle of the street toward their camp.
We sent them a message.
It back up and we towed it to a
That's like the horse head from
from The Godfather.
From The Godfather.
We stole it back.
You can do that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's our.
I guess it's yours.
It's our trailer.
We recovered it. You stole it.
I do love that they cut the lock on it, stole it, and then we cut the lock and stole it back. Now, if the tweakers have any sort of gumption, they will now go and steal it back from us.
They're not going to be able to find it. It is in a secured location.
We secured it.
Yeah, we didn't leave it out here in the parking lot.
Yeah, but
this is like an Army-Navy football rivalry prank sort of thing, like where you steal the other team's mascot.
I know this company. That thing ain't secured. Trust me. Yeah, you can find it. I don't know where it is, but I bet you can find it.
And it was pretty beat up.
It's probably at McGinley's house.
They rammed it into some stuff, too. I guess there's some dents and whatnot in it. It looked like it was a little roughed up. So in a stunning development, the tweakers, well, kudos to the tweakers for having the ability to tow it. So they did have some mode of transportation, but apparently not very skilled at driving with the trailer.
Huh. All right. Well, we have the club tonight, 6 to 7. I have findings from studyfinds.org may interest you.
Is it about stealing and re-stealing?
Shocking new findings. Coming up this hour, we will talk about Darren Revelle. We have Wildcard Weekend to wrap up.
Boy, Darren.
Look ahead to the matchups for this coming weekend, Divisional Weekend, and love to the exceptional week for Oregon basketball.
Yeah, that might be the finest, like, non-playoff, like, regular season week in Oregon history.
But right now, guys, let's do the Hot 5 at 5.
Let's.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frost Brewed Coors Light.
One second. There we go.
Number five.
I've never thought about it, but I guess you can just go steal back so if you get something stolen, you own it. It is your property.
Yeah.
You can just steal it back.
Well, within reason.
Well, because they have gotten it by ill-begotten means.
Yes, but I can't.
Yeah.
I can't, like.
But I think you're supposed to go through the proper channel.
Yeah,
right. You can't,
I can't kick in your front door and then, like, steal back my television.
No, but if your stolen bike is sitting in their driveway, you can sure as hell go do it.
I would think so.
Yeah. And even if it's mildly against the law, no one's going to care.
Look, I just love, the cops weren't going to do anything about them stealing our trailer, and they sure as hell aren't going to do anything about us stealing it back. I think this whole thing is fantastic, and I love that a listener ratted out the tweakers.
God, our listeners are great.
Yes.
Yeah. Poor Tim Taylor. Probably going to serve time, don't you think?
Well, no, because again, no harm, no foul. We just got it back. But now we have to repaint it.
Mike Tomlin says all options are on the table for the next Steelers quarterback.
Yeah, by the way, one of those options should not be
Mason Rudolph.
Under any circumstances.
Dude, he's terrible. What do they see in him?
I don't. Well,
he's terrible.
They don't see anything in him other than...
I saw a report today that said that they were pretty sure it was going to be Rudolph next year.
No.
What are they doing?
Unless they're tanking for, there's a quarterback in the next class.
Yeah. Alabama transfer quarterback Paul Tyson is headed west. He will be the new quarterback at Arizona State.
Oh.
He's a former four-star kid from Trussville, Alabama. He is Bear Bryant's great-grandson.
But
how about that?
Jaden Daniels is still back.
I know.
But so he will compete.
Look, yeah. I shouldn't have said he'll be the new quarterback.
The bottom line is
he'll be at Arizona State.
Free agency and quarterback play is
going for the hots.
It's, well, good call. It's...
I love it.
This is
Don't poop on it. Are you going to poop on it?
No.
It's
great. I think it's great
These
for college football.
These quarterbacks can be able to go wherever they want.
But yes, this is 100% free agency, at least at the quarterback position.
Yeah, and it's great because teams that don't have a quarterback can suddenly get one and be a lot better quicker.
And a guy like Robbie Ashford, who had a lot of
options. Auburn, I heard. Yeah,
he wasn't going to be the guy here at Oregon, and the kid can certainly play. He's from Alabama. Now he's back down there at Auburn. Tell me who doesn't, is Oregon really upset that he's gone? No, and it's good for him, good for Auburn. I'm all for it.
Lakers knocked off the Jazz last night, possibly saving coach Frank Vogel's job. Reports are he's being evaluated on a game-by-game basis. If you didn't see the Lakers Nuggets over the weekend, the Lakers lost by 37 points.
Yeah.
So, but they bowed up last night, and Russ Westbrook actually was good. Russ,
he is in a just horrid shooting slump.
He's horrible.
It's not pretty.
And LeBron's kind of coast, you know, typical LeBron. So, you know, Davis is hurt. They're weird. Blazers reportedly targeting Pacers big man Miles Turner in a trade, but he's now out until after the trade deadline with a stress fracture in his foot.
Hey, first off, this fits the Blazers model of big men with feet problems. And I say take him anyways. I love it. Get the thing healed up. You don't want him to play anyways. Get him for next year.
Right.
The value goes down. Trade for him right now. And by the way, Portland, stop winning games. You've won 4 or 5. What the hell are you doing?
The Raiders have fired their general manager, Mike Mayock. The 3 seasons he was at the helm, they were 25-24.
Look, and Gruden had final say. And so there's a belief out there that maybe Gruden was the one making the splashy picks in the first round, and that Mayock was more responsible for the later round picks. And I think it's impossible to know what sort of job Mayock really did there. I don't think it's been bad. They found some guys later in the draft that have turned out to be some pretty good players, but this may just be clean house and, you know, fresh slate. And
the thing that I read was. So the Raiders have requested permission to speak with executives from the Patriots and Colts.
Yeah.
The idea was that Mayock was going to hand the head coaching job to Rich Bisaccia.
Yeah.
And that in turn prompted Mark Davis to make this move because he may not want Rich Bisaccia as the head coach.
Clean slate.
He wants better.
Yeah. Let's do it. Because you look through the Raiders, they've been fairly successful in the back half of the draft. They've just been very, very bad at the front of it. I mean, it's, and you know, whether that's Gruden or Mayock, when you miss that often in the first, you know, 2 rounds, it'll cost you your job.
And number one, the Seahawks are making a coaching change. They have fired defensive coordinator Ken Norton Jr.
Yeah, and he should have never been. I don't know why. He's just not a good defensive coordinator. It's just, numbers back it up. So,
well, they had some pretty good defenses. I mean, some championship defenses, right? Was that Dan Quinn?
It was Norton. If you look through Norton's ranked defenses, it is not. He does not have a great track record, and he needed to go.
Okay. Andre Curtis is also out. He was their passing game coordinator, and I think he was defensive passing game coordinator. I think he was linebackers coach too. They are looking at a couple of guys. They are looking at possibly promoting Clint Hurt, the defensive line coach, or who's the bro from the Broncos?
Vic Fangio.
No. Fangio's defensive coordinator.
Oh.
Because I think they just turfed him.
Yeah,
I forget his name. Anyway, he's up for the job, too.
Okay. Well, but it sounds like the Carroll and Schneider both are going to be fine, although the report out of Seattle is that Russell Wilson may want to explore his options. So here we go again.
Did you see him on the Manning cast last night?
Not really. I watched a little bit of The Rock, and quite frankly, I'm kind of over the Manning cast. So,
oh, I love the Manning cast, but I like it better without the guests. Like, yeah. I don't care about the guests. And Russell was vintage.
Being all hedgy.
Well, I mean, they didn't really ask him about any of that stuff, but he's just so fake. I find him so fake.
Well, I think he has a little bit of that Alex Rodriguez in him where he tries to be so polished and it just doesn't work for me.
God.
But
he was obnoxious.
He's great. But that was the report, is that he may want to explore his options. So we may have to go through this crap all over again. But it sounds like Schneider and Carroll
are going to keep their jobs. All right, Saturdays are made for football. Crack a Coors Light. Forget about your 9-to-5 and focus on the Ducks, 4th and 1. Coors Light! Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. Okay, we will discuss this will be the last segment. We will discuss Super Wild Card Weekend. A couple more notes. Rams or Bills, who you got going further, and a Tom Brady stat. So it is 5:14 on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
So I looked up the Ken Norton numbers.
Okay.
So this is...
How long has he been on the job?
He was with the Raiders for 3 years, and now he's back in Seattle with his second stint. So he has been a total of, what, 7 years now? Total as a defensive coordinator?
Wait, when did they win the Super Bowl?
It wasn't Ken Norton. That was Dan Quinn.
Yeah, that was Quinn, and then he left.
Then he left. So this is Ken Norton
Gus Bradley?
Was that Gus Bradley? Anyway, this is
now. Was it John Marshall?
Wait,
was it Chris Richard? I don't know.
Ken Norton has been.
Was it Ray Rhodes?
Wait, Ray Rhodes is a. He was our defensive coordinator in Denver.
Rest in peace.
He is a phenomenal, phenomenal redhead.
Was it Fritz Schirmer? Do you remember Fritz Schirmer?
All right. Focus. Ken Norton as a defensive coordinator with the Raiders and the Seahawks.
Okay.
22nd, 26th, 23rd, 16th, 26th, 28th,
wow.
28th.
In what?
Total defense.
Wow, that's really bad.
So he's had one.
But they've always had like the reputation as having these excellent defenses. What gives,
He's had 1 year where he's been in charge of a defense and the best it's ever been, that's been better than 22nd, and that was 16.
Huh.
I mean, look, there's enough. Right. There's enough there, and I get that you can say that, you know, you don't have the personnel, or at some point you have to take some responsibility as the guy that's in charge of the scheme.
Sure.
It's not good enough.
They did get better. Towards the end of the year,
yeah,
defensively, but I'm with you.
And they did last year too, but they still finished near the bottom of the NFL.
Yeah, it was pretty clear they could make an upgrade there, just like they could upgrade on the offensive side, which they tried to do. I'm not sure that they did, but they tried in swapping out what's his nuts for the old what's his nuts. But Norton, I don't know, who would you hire? Would you try to get Mike Zimmer sitting out there?
Again, if Zimmer's out there, Fangio's out there. I mean, there's some big name guys that are.
Dude, Vic Fangio as a defensive coordinator is excellent.
Yes. You know, there's wow. definitely some guys out there. Or you're talking about the, you get some, not necessarily retreads, but, failed head coaches out there, whether it's, Morris, who's doing a nice job, or Todd Bowles. I mean, there's some quality guys out there. I didn't understand the Ken Norton hire when they did it. And I certainly don't understand. There's no track record there other than Pete Carroll is comfortable with him. And maybe Pete Carroll needs to be uncomfortable.
What was I going to say?
Gus Bradley was the defensive. He left Seattle as their defensive coordinator in 2012.
When did they win? So who won the damn Super Bowl?
2014.
Who was it?
That was Dan Quinn.
It was Dan Quinn.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So the Seahawks won their Super Bowl with Dan Quinn and lost their Super Bowl with Dan Quinn? He was probably still there.
He was probably
that next year.
He was probably still there. I'm going to look and see where Dan Quinn went.
Well, I think he went to...
Nope, he was gone. So they did not. They won the Super Bowl with him, and then he left and was the Falcons head coach.
So who was the coordinator... after Quint, like that second Super Bowl, who was that? Richard then?
I would have to go back and look, but I think you may be correct on that.
Well, any whoosies. I was going to say something very profound.
I don't know. I just was giving you that because I knew that those numbers weren't good for Ken Norton. and I wanted to go back and look him up, that he just doesn't have a track record.
Do you think, I mean, but if anybody that takes that job is going to want personnel, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
Do they have enough to lure the top end defensive coordinator talent?
Oh, I don't.
I mean, if you looked at that roster, would you be like, I think I can pick up better defense somewhere else?
I think you can probably find a better defense somewhere else. Yes.
Or at least a better players.
Yes. I think that there is some deficiencies on that side of the ball. Absolutely.
Well, I know they have deficiencies, but they still have some studs you can work with. Like, is it, what I'm asking is it an attractive job? Pete, John, you got Russ, at least, maybe.
I don't think it's the best one that's out there, but I don't think it's a disaster. It is not a dumpster fire.
You can see him winning this game. You could see him losing this
game. I think it's a middle of the road job. And yes, it was Richard after Dan Quinn, and then you went on to
Chris Richard.
Yeah, Chris Richard.
And then that was Ken Norton after that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So yeah, like you look at rosters, and I think Seattle's is, I think it's okay. I don't think you have some of the elite players that you would like, and your best defensive player is getting older in Bobby Wagner.
I was going to say, aren't they getting a little old?
Yeah.
On defense?
It's not, the personnel is better than the 28th or 29th ranked defense, but there certainly needs an overhaul of that roster. 100%.
You'd certainly rather be the Cowboys defensive coordinator if Dan Quinn leaves there.
Yes.
So the elite defensive coordinators are probably just sitting there waiting. See how the dominoes fall.
Yeah. Yeah, they will not be first on the list, no.
Okay. Manning cast, if you're wondering, which I thought was sensational again last night, Peyton Manning dropping an S-bomb. Did you hear that?
I did not hear that. I have a hard time. Maybe it's because when I tune in, they do the guess. But, like, yeah. I tuned in because I knew The Rock, and I liked The Rock. But, man, I just...
Was he trying a little hard?
I don't know. It was kind of boring. It's just, and there's like weird, awkward... dead air, and they were talking about the XFL, and I didn't give a damn about the XFL. And
well, I think they're great.
I did see where The Rock gave like a pep talk to the Cardinals, and then they proceeded to have the pick six, and I don't think I went back after that.
Well, the Mannings, I see why they need guests, because that's a lot of time to fill otherwise, but the guests are kind of boring.
Yeah.
Peyton and Eli talking football and watching football is gold to me, and so if you're wondering if that's back... it is. They signed a 3-year deal with ESPN, so we should expect to see them running through. Now, they don't do every Monday night,
yeah,
but you should expect to see them for the next at least two seasons, and I'm sure they'll improve it.
It was a huge hit. They got a ton of buzz.
Yeah, they need to improve it. They need to improve the delay. They need to maybe a moderator in there, like you said. Like, sometimes it's a little awkward.
I would like to see
a host.
I wish the Mannings were in the same room.
Yeah.
And like in a studio or at one of their homes. And yes, I would love to see a Hansen in there who runs the red zone like a gall darn Aaron Rodgers 2-minute drill. I would love to see someone there that can kind of help, push it in a direction when it dies around.
They'll improve it. Okay, Tom Brady is...
By the way, real quick, someone's saying, did you see the dinosaur skull behind the rock?
Yes.
Yeah. Some people are saying that was he bought it anonymously. That's like a $30 million purchase.
What?
Yeah, like that is the most intact supposed private collection T-Rex. Like,
really?
Like in the world.
That was real?
Yeah, and The Rock bought it like as an anonymous bidder. And I think it was like Pat McAfee was tweeted about it today that like they were looking that up and it went for like $31.5 million. It's possible that The Rock dropped $30 mil on a T-Rex. And if that's the case, The Rock is fantastic, and he's doing just fine. If you're dropping $30 million on a freaking dinosaur.
You know how I know you have too much money?
You bought a $30 million dinosaur?
What's he worth? Is he worth half a bill?
He's worth a lot.
Dwayne?
Yeah, that dude is worth a lot.
Where was I? You keep derailing me.
Sorry.
This is all your fault.
Sorry.
Tom Brady, winning again.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he only had to beat the Eagles.
Which is not saying much. The Eagles, we said this going into the postseason, and the streak continues. They did not beat a single good team, a playoff team, all year. Their best win was against Trevor Siemian and the New Orleans Saints or the Denver Broncos.
Well, they had an easy division, and they had an easy schedule.
Yeah.
And they
can't throw the ball at all.
They took advantage of it.
Yeah.
But they were no match for Tampon.
No.
Did you know that Tom Brady is older than all of the opposing NFC coaches left?
Really? I did not know that.
Yes. And it's really not even that close.
We got a bunch of youngsters and then old-ass Tom Brady.
He's older than
Shanahan, LaFleur.
Shanahan. Good grief. Why am I drawing? McVay and LaFleur.
Oh, yeah. Bruce Arians is 8 million years old, so he's got that. He's got that going for him.
Arians is 69.
He's older than his coach.
Do you think he's older than Andy Reid? Who's older, Andy Reid or Bruce Arians?
Andy Reid. Well, this is the only time I could ever say this, but Andy Reid looks better than Bruce Arians. I would say that Andy is younger.
He is. Andy Reid is only 63. You know, Andy Reid.
And Andy doesn't look healthy. He looks like he's ready for a heart attack at any moment. But Bruce Arians looks like he could have one of seven different ailments, including a stroke or a heart attack at any given time.
It does seem to be a race to a heart attack between those two.
Right? At least Andy seems somewhat calm, whereas Bruce has that vein going all the time, and he's
got the red face.
And it's...
So Andy Reid, when Andy Reid was Sean McVay's, by the way, Sean McVay is the youngest coach left in the tournament. Okay, so he's 35. Yeah. He may be the youngest. I think he's the youngest coach in the league. Zach Taylor is 37 or 38. When Andy Reid was Sean McVay's age, Sean McVay was 7.
Well, it's good to be. Now we're going with the boy wonder coaches. That used to not really be a thing, but
the young guys.
There is definitely a youth movement in the NFL.
Well, and it's good. I like it.
Yeah, get a little new blood in there, and
McVay's fun to watch.
He mentions, you know, Staley with the Chargers and his aggressiveness, and
yeah,
you know, and Tomlin.
Zach Taylor.
Tomlin was hired as a young coach in
Shanahan.
Pittsburgh, and he's been real good. Yeah, Shanahan.
LaFleur.
Shanahan, by the way, is starting to look a little bit old. He's got some gray in there.
Well, he's growing his beard out.
Yeah, he no longer looks like the Wonder Kid.
He and Kingsbury have the beards now. I wonder how good LaFleur doesn't get talked about a lot. Green Bay's coach because of, well, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Always stealing headlines.
Yeah.
But I wonder how good LaFleur is. Like, he's done a hell of a job there.
Look, give him credit because they have, since he's been there, they've been fantastic. And you're right in that we just kind of say, well, it's Aaron Rodgers and you know, anyone could win there. And I disagree. I do think that Matt LaFleur deserves a lot of credit there in Green Bay. Now, if Aaron leaves next year and we see Green Bay win 4 games, then...
Is that really LaFleur's fault? It's 39-10. That guy is.
That's amazing.
It is. Well, but he's got to win. He's got to get to the Super Bowl.
You got to get to the Super Bowl, and you can't bow out again being the number one overall
seed.
Because
you know what? He could have. So the two teams that he's lost to in the playoffs, the Niners and the Bucks, he could get them both. Well, he's getting the Niners again.
Yeah.
He can't lose to them again, man. Not when you have the bye and you're the better team. And then if they win that, it could be the Bucks again. And they, of course, they lost to Tampa in the championship last year.
Well, look, if I think this is a big one for Green Bay. If San Francisco beat up, Garoppolo's got a bum shoulder, he's got a bum hand, Bosa's got an injury, he's got a concussion. Fred Warner is dealing with an ankle sprain. Their secondary is all beat up. If San Francisco comes in there and beats Green Bay, coming off a bye week healthy and rested, with some of their guys coming back. Smith is supposed to play, Jair Alexander. You know, Rodgers says his toe should be healthy. If San Francisco comes in there and beats them, one, I do think it's an indictment on LaFleur, but I think it's an giant indictment on Aaron Rodgers. Tom Brady now has as many wins in the NFC in the playoffs as Aaron Rodgers does. And Tom Brady's been there how many years? Like, at some point, Aaron Rodgers needs to be held accountable.
You just said Tom Brady has as many wins in the NFC playoffs as Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
My God.
Let me look this up to make sure that I'm not speaking out of school.
You're backtracking.
Well, I saw it on Twitter, and it might be one of
I did see that, too. I remember seeing
it. So it's, right, what, 4?
Again, let me go back and find
the number was 10.
Yeah, I thought I remember seeing 10. Let me go back and look at this, just to be fair. Want to double check?
Yeah. Be fair to my man, Aaron.
But my point is that at some point in the fork in the road here, Aaron Rodgers has to take some blame for some playoff failures.
Relax.
That Green Bay has been the number one seed multiple times. Green Bay has had some collapses in the postseason, including against Tampa Bay, that bad one against Seattle. And you have a very good roster here. The playoffs run through you, and you look around the NFC, it is not full of a bunch of juggernaut killers here. Green Bay should go to the Super Bowl this year.
This is year two of Brady in Tampa, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
You can't have 10 playoff wins.
No, no. It's four. Yeah. Like I said, they won three last year.
I will go back and
won this year.
I will go
but
back.
I remember seeing what Suk is talking about. Yeah.
There was something about the, like, in the NFC, he has as many as Aaron Rodgers does, but I will.
Well, maybe.
I will find exactly what the stat was.
Hey, I have some Snopes on the Rock T-Rex fossil.
Ooh.
Okay, it's on Snopes.
Okay.
Which you all know what Snopes is, right?
Yes.
It's where you go and, you know, rumors, are they true or not? And they disprove them, whatever. Does The Rock own a T-Rex skull?
Oh, okay, here it is. Career postseason wins versus NFC teams. There you go.
Okay.
So Tom Brady in his career, because remember, when the Super Bowl.
Because he's won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Tom Brady has beaten 10 NFC playoff teams in his career. Aaron Rodgers has beaten 10 NFC playoff teams in his career. Tom Brady is in his second year in the NFC, and Aaron Rodgers is in his 14th.
That is incredible.
That's the stat.
So Jesus.
Yes, Tom Brady has as many
Tom
wins.
Tom Brady.
Brady, that Brady. That is kind of a...
Couldn't beat Nick Foles, though.
That's a startling number.
Little bitch. No. So does The Rock own a T-Rex skull? According to Snopes, this is unproven. And the context is, it is implausible that The Rock purchased a nearly complete Tyrannosaurus Rex fossil for more than $30 million, only to remove its head for display in his house. A much more plausible explanation is that The Rock purchased a replica skull for about $12,000, though Snopes lacks evidence to support this.
Interesting.
So we learned nothing.
So we don't know.
No.
How good has that replica got to cost 12 grand?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, I could make a replica probably for what?
You could probably, you know, somebody could probably make a Lego set.
Yeah, a couple hundred.
Look, I got to admit, if you have as much money as The Rock does, I could see buying an authentic T-Rex head for a couple mil. Like, what else are you going to do?
30 mil, a couple mil?
I don't know. Let's say it was not.
To him, that's a couple.
Right? Let's say you just, the head was like 10 mil. What the hell else is The Rock doing? Right? You got the money.
It's a bad purchase.
And I'm assuming that is probably a decent investment. It's probably like Elvis or NASCAR plates.
As his financial advisor, I would advise him against that.
There's no guarantee that skull will go up in value, but similar skulls certainly have. And it's like The Rock, you know.
All right.
He's not falling on hard times.
That's true. Who's scarier, Bills or Rams coming up? And how about a little love for Oregon basketball? What a great week they had. It is 5:36. Here's Rust.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And Suk on 1080 The Fan.
The Rock will turn 50 this year, and according to Celebrity Net Worth, he is worth $800 million.
Yes, Forbes this year, well, in 2021, he is the highest paid actor of all time. No one has ever made more money as an actor in 1 year than The Rock. He made $124 million per Forbes.
Yeah, they say he earns at least $100 million a year from all of his endorsements and films and everything.
And then he's got all
the tequila company. So last night he was on the Manning cast, and he was displaying rather shamelessly his tequila behind him.
He pumps everything.
He was drinking it. And so that tequila, I don't know what it's called. But
Teremana. That's not bad.
They say that thing's worth $2 billion, and he owns about 40% of it.
Yeah, and then he just launched an energy drink like Zoa that he promotes all the time, and that thing has taken off. And is like the fastest growing whatever, and he's Under Armour's biggest endorser, and he does Ford, and dude, everything that guy touches
turns to gold,
and he's a terrible actor.
The Rock.
He's
not that good, is he?
No, his movies are awful. I watched that Red Notice movie, and it's like Netflix's biggest movie ever, like its most watched. It's garbage. He's terrible in it, but it doesn't matter. He's so likable that it doesn't matter how crappy anything he's in. People go because he's just a lovable guy.
You think he'd be fun to hang out with?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. Hmm. I think in front of the camera, he can be very like, just, you know.
He's markety.
But behind the scenes, I'll bet you that dude is a effing blast to hang out with.
I don't know. I go back and forth. He might be, but he also could just sit there and talk about himself the whole time, you know.
I hope not. Because I do. I hate everything The Rock does, and yet I love The Rock. That's how great he is. Like, everything he does, I'm like, dude, that is so dumb. And yet I love the man. He could be president if he wanted to be.
So here's the schedule. Bengals, Titans first up on Saturday. Then Niners, Packers Saturday night. And then Sunday, I think we get the two best games on Sunday. We get the Rams at the Bucks,
yeah,
and then the Bills at the Chiefs. Spreads are pretty similar. Rams or Bills? Who do you think is nastier in those two? I just mean, like, they both have tough games on the road against the two teams that were in the Super Bowl last year. Who's got a better chance? Rams at Tampa or the Bills at the Chiefs?
I think the Bills are better than the Rams, but I think the Rams may have a better chance against Tampa, simply because of how beat up Tampa Bay is. And I don't know the status of it, but Wirfs went down and wasn't able to continue. And I'll be interested to see where he's at. He's one of the best tackles in the league. And if you look at what the Rams do defensively, they rush the quarterback. I mean, that really is their strength. I mean, outside of Jalen Ramsey, their secondary isn't very good, but if you can't protect, you're hooped. And Jansen went down too, and he went into the tent and took a painkiller, and he played the rest of the game. But I want to see where that offensive line is at, and the fact that you're operating with, you didn't have either one of your top backs, and you've got one receiver left, and Brady and the other receivers weren't on the same page, and you could see that, and it didn't matter because they were playing the Eagles. But I think that would be the one, if I'm going to say upset alert, simply because of the matchup. And that if you can get to Tom Brady, you can really limit the Bucs. I would say that would be the one that would scare me a little bit more. I love Buffalo, and if they play well, they can knock off Kansas City. I think I just have a little more faith in Kansas City at home versus a beat-up Tampa Bay team.
All right. Oregon basketball had a nice little week. First time since 2000. One school has had four wins over top 10 teams in the same week.
That's crazy.
So that's men's and women's. Yeah, but the men beat number 3 UCLA and number 5 USC, mm-hmm, both on the road. And the women beat Arizona, ranked number 7, and UConn, ranked number 9.
Yeah, they kicked UConn's ass. They're up by 3 touchdowns.
Both at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, watching Gino Auriemma just disgusted over on the sideline was great. I mean, not that I watched it, but I did see the highlights.
Yeah.
And they're only like 9-4. Like, we expect UConn to never lose.
They're not the same team.
They're not very good this year. Well, they're not very good. They're 9-4.
Yeah.
But Oregon beat them. So those four wins, and I'm guessing it has not, I mean, that it's got to be rare that that's been done, but it's kind of weird. ESPN said it's the first time since 2000. Okay. I don't know how many times it's been done, but it can't have been done by two unranked teams very often.
No.
And neither Oregon team before those wins was ranked.
Well, and I don't think they even ranked the men's team in this one. Did they not?
I don't know. I didn't see today.
I thought I saw someone that was complaining about that how did that happen?
No, they still have 6 losses.
You just got done knocking off, yeah, you know, 2 top 6 teams and you're not in. And we told you this going into this, that damn brush. Oregon wasn't playing very good, and we said going into that weekend or that week, just watch it. This is the sort of thing where Oregon gets it together and goes down there and beats both of those, and then they went out and freaking did it.
And to think it's a track school.
That is true. No fans, though, in L.A., which is interesting. because like from a pro standpoint, you can pack SoFi, but you can't have any fans at the college arenas, which is kind of weird.
All right. What happened with Darren Revell next on The Fan?
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Someone asked, what is The Rock's best movie? We were talking about The Rock, who's on the Manning cast last night.
There's not many, but off the top of my head, I thought the Jumanji movies were pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, they were. A lot of that has to do with Kevin Hart and Jack Black. The Rock didn't do a whole lot of those, but those are...
Well, now look, are we talking good or entertaining? Because there's a difference.
Well, has he done a good movie? I'll tell you what's number one. I looked it up.
Yeah.
Tomato Meter has him ranked 35 down to 1.
Okay.
Last place, Tooth Fairy.
That doesn't surprise me.
17%.
He's made, but he makes
Baywatch. That was even worse than Baywatch, apparently.
Oh, my God. I went and saw Baywatch.
Ooh, I don't know if anything was worse than Baywatch.
That's one of the worst movies of all time.
Well, they're saying Tooth Fairy's worse.
Because at least in Baywatch, you get to stare at, stare at Zac Efron, which who doesn't want to do that?
They have Moana number one.
Oh, well, there you go. Moana's legit.
But that's not really...
But that's not like a Rock vehicle, you know?
I agree with
that. It's animated, but
he's kind of a...
When you go with a Disney animated feature, that kind of puts it in a separate category.
That's a technicality.
Moana is good, though. That's
it's very good.
That's a good flick.
Number two is Fighting With My Family.
Ugh. He's not... That's not even...
And Furious 7 is number three.
I don't even remember the...
Fighting With My Family isn't even like a him thing. Like, he's a...
I don't know.
He's a minor role in that.
So... It's not a good list.
But I remember watching Skyscraper, which is just it's like Die Hard, but with a bad actor and he's got a robot leg. He's an amputee. It's so bad. I can't begin to describe how bad it is.
Rampage is pretty bad.
Yes.
How is he worth so? I mean, like,
because he's so damn likable. Go watch, by the way, go watch Hercules. If you want to see bad acting and bad action, he starred as Hercules, and holy God.
Maybe there's a lot of lessons here to be learned from The Rock.
Nope, I got it. There is one. There is one, and it is, I love it. And he is good in it. He's not the star.
Air Bud.
No, Pain and Gain with Mark Wahlberg is a really, really good movie. It is a true story, like murder, and The Rock plays like a coke fiend. Jesus freak, and he's great in it because it's R-rated. He does all these like crappy kiddie movies.
Mm-hmm.
Pain and Gain is R-rated. It's fantastic. He is really good in that. So I will give you.
I'll
that.
Take your word for it.
That is his best movie.
Well, I don't have any interest in his movies, his Under Armour crap, his stupid tequila. Don't care about any of it. And yet he's like the most famous guy in the world.
Yeah, because he's that likable.
Yeah.
I love The Rock.
I guess.
It doesn't matter what you think of him.
Well, like I said, there's lessons in that. It's like, just do a bunch of dumb stuff. People will love it. Don't do anything good. Good. People don't know what good is. Just be likable and throw a bunch of crap out there. They're like, oh, yeah, we love it.
And he works really hard.
That's the lesson. $800 million. Yeah, he has to have that kind of money.
Yeah, he hustles and he promotes the S out of his stuff.
All right. Darren Revell, best part about the Darren Revell flap today. We talked about this at the opening of the broadcast.
Someone accused Darren Revell of being racist.
I still don't know why he was accused of being racist.
That I don't know. But his response was, I can't be racist. I have a lot of Martin Luther King Jr. memorabilia and I have black friends.
Yeah, no, he really said that. And that shouldn't surprise you if you know anything about Darren Revell. But so the moral of that story is buy black memorabilia. So if you show some racism, you can present it to prove that you're not racist.
That's the key.
But no, have the best part.
Have some have some African tribal masks up in your house and be like, what? He said, right here.
The best part is I was just reading through some of the crap that was thrown his way and he was still defending it, saying that he bought the stuff that he has. They were like sign in, sign out logs or something from the prison.
Yes.
Martin Luther King was in.
Yes.
He bought the stuff from the warden's family.
Oh, well, that's a little,
that's
a little weird.
And by the way, if you like, why would you, you only have that for virtue signaling, right?
It does.
Like,
seem
why
a
not
weird.
Just keep it to yourself then? Like, that's in his holster. He wanted to use that.
Now people are tweeting out, like, you know, Darren Avell running his 40. Darren Avell, when he finds out the civil rights memorabilia shows up on eBay. Darren Avell, when he finds out the National Museum of African American History has new artifacts, and then it just shows Revell sprinting, running his 40. Yeah, it is a little right. weird. Maybe just keep
just
that
keep
one.
It to
just
yourself.
Keep it to yourself.
Like, it's okay. It's cool that you have that, but now that you're using it to prove that you're not racist, you're completely transparent.
So as on this day, Darren Revell ends racism. And that was, I don't know what the response was, but that was the actual tweet that he had was, calling me racist is cute. On this day especially, I have one of the largest Martin Luther King Jr. collections in the world, and some of my closest friends are black. But the tweet that
By the
was,
way, how does he know that? In the world? In how the do you world. Know that? You don't know that.
The tweet that was sent appears to have been deleted, so I don't know what it was in response
okay.
to.
Well, his big thing is, hey, if a white guy can't be proud of his and be interested in his black memorabilia, then he doesn't know what to tell you.
Derek Revell. Meanwhile, pay no attention to his plantation vacation home in South Carolina.
Or being friends with the warden's family.
Yeah, it's a little weird. just a scooch. Yeah.
He really is. Somebody said he is the top three most annoying sports people. He really is. He does not have well, this. I mean,
is it a
he really
is it a troll or does he just not?
No, he has no. He is
a no filter.
No,
he's on the spectrum.
He
somewhere.
Is not trolling, dude. He is a douche of the highest order, and I mean highest. This guy says I don't know a single quality he has. I 100% agree.
Yeah,
like that guy. He's got a great Twitter feed because he posts interesting. Like he works really. Like he's in the sports business. He works really hard. Right.
Yeah.
And so he posts some interesting stuff or some interesting stories, but he's got to keep his personality out of it. He is awful.
Yeah. I think he lacks awareness. Like, I'm not kidding. I feel like he's a little bit on the spectrum. He just seems a little strange. But the explanation of why you or your family isn't racist is always fascinating. Do you ever watch the 30 for 30s? Are you?
Yeah.
Do you ever do that? Have you seen the one, the best that never was about Marcus Dupree?
Yes.
Okay. So Marcus Dupree is, if you don't know, he was a running back. He was like this high school legend. He played at Oklahoma for a year. Barry Switzer says he's the best athlete he ever saw. And then like his life kind of falls apart.
Right.
You know, it's one of these stories. But I watched that recently and he's from the same town in Mississippi where the Mississippi burning, where that occurred, where they rounded up. I forget the, there were the three civil rights activists that were trying to register for people to vote. Right. And the sheriff arrested them, turned them over to the KKK. And, you know, it was the famous case. And I forget the three guys' names, but they brutally tortured them alive and then buried the bodies. And it turns out that it was the sheriff and there was a big conspiracy and the sheriff ended up going to prison for like 6 years, right? For turning them over. He arrested them and turned them over to the Ku Klux Klan. Well, in that Marcus Dupree documentary, the son of the sheriff, who, by the way, after he got out of prison, after like 3 or 4 years, went back to live in that same town. It was his son who was friends with Marcus. And they mentioned that, and then the kid's like, what? No, dad loved Marcus. Like, there was nothing weird here. He's like, there's no such thing as racism in this town. We're all just one big community. And he's sitting there explaining how his dad isn't a bad guy because he was friends with Marcus Dupree. His dad literally turned people over to be lynched by the Ku Klux Klan, but it's okay because his dad was friendly with a really good African-American football player.
Wow.
The mental gymnastics that people do in the I'm not racist and neither is my father because it's stunning the amount of gymnastics that we do in those times.
Well, this we can report to you. Darren Revell sucks.
But he's not racist.
But his Twitter feed's all right.
He can't be.
But he's certainly entertaining when he gets into it with people. All right, Club 1080 is coming up next. Findings from studyfinds.org.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.